Tom, I have a question. In that sutta, there were seemed like some different lists in answer to the question. And the Buddha would say, okay, you know, step 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah.
Are any of those explained in other suttas or named as, you know, these are the seven such and such?
Yes, although I'm not sure in exact. There's a whole series of suttas in the Anguttara Nikaya that I don't know if it's exactly like this, but they're similar. But they tend to be that series of arising of faith, going to see a teacher, listening to the teaching, memorizing the teaching, you know, reflecting, applying. Those are come up in many, many places. But I don't know that it's set down as, you know, like we know, okay, the five powers, the seven factors of enlightenment. I don't know that it's as categorical as that. But it does come up in many places.
Does it appear in any of those sets in the numerical?
It does, but whether they have a name or not. There's sort of like the because of course the Anguttara Nikaya kind of that. It's all the numerical teachings. So there's a really good dictionary in Thai. Prapayuto has compiled, and he actually has sort of just headings translated into English, and it's actually available in PDF now. And then he goes through, it's like a dictionary of Buddhism, a numerical dictionary of Buddhism, so that it goes through all the ones, the twos, the threes, the four, and all the headings with what they're called, and so that's and his translations are very good. He's very thoughtful in his translating into English, even though like the Thai, it's all explained. And in the English, it's just sort of just phrases and headings. But it's a real, and so then some of those, and I'd have to go and take a look and sort of see. But yeah, I've got it PDF on my iPad. So it's a really handy one.
Is it cross-reference to the particular sutta?
Yes, yes. Yes.
It would,
that's another thing. It's cross-referenced in the Pali, like in the sense of, because the way that, say, Majjhima is in the Pali is broken up into three books, and then each book is then, is not referenced by suttas. It's sort of, say, like this. Majjhima, the Changi Sutta is Majjhima 2:164 to 176.
Yeah, I've heard it says folios. It's organized by folios, like they have in brackets.
Mm-hmm.
Where the folio ends and the next one starts.
Right. You know. But that's so it's a bit of sometimes a bit of work to sort of, but these are all have the like it's up in this corner, and that's the case with all like the Sanyutta and Anguttara. Then he's Bhikkhu Bodhi has put that in, and actually. And then in some of these, there's also a secondary way of, because there's several different accepted ways of organizing the Pali. Pali Text Society is one, Sri Lankan Thai or another.
In other places where I've seen that similar listing, I think it often refers to the gradual training.
And that's another really good, and that's part of the gradual training. The gradual training covers another area of, because in the gradual training you usually take you into the meditation practice as well. And this is more in terms of a bit broader. But there's a great so the Ganaka Moggallana Sutta is a great. I can't remember the number of that. Moggallana, the accountant, because the accountant says, you know, when we learn accountancy, we learn it, you know, by learning, you know, one ones and twos twos. And is there a similar way of learning the Buddha's teaching in a kind of a gradual way? And so, yeah, 107. A great discourse on the gradual path, gradual training, teaching. Okay. Yeah.
Another sutta that treats this very similar topic of like how you validate a teacher by living with them is the Vimamsaka Sutta.
Ah, yes, yes. Yeah.